Now, in chapter 4, we come to the fourth lamentation, and it is a meditation. And when we get to chapter 5, you'll see that's a prayer of Jeremiah. And here is a lamentation. Here, sitting amidst the debris and the ashes of this city, he now describes the horror of the destruction of Jerusalem and the captivity of the people by Nebuchadnezzar. We've come a long ways as a nation, and we need to face up to it that though we've been given a strong dose that God is love, and He is, we ought not to detract from that one whit. But we better face up to it. And this little book is just like a red flag warning God's people. And it is saying that God is also righteous and that God judges sin. And when God judges sin, God is righteous in doing it, though we might think otherwise. As we've just said, these people did not get full judgment because God is merciful. And even in all of His judgment, like Habakkuk said, in wrath remember mercy. And God never forgets to be merciful. There's always a way out for God's people if they will come God's way, you see. Now, we come here to verse 1 of chapter 4. How is the gold become dim? How is the most fine gold changed? The stones of the sanctuary are poured out in the top of every street. Now, he is comparing the gold here to the young man of Zion. And that's clear in the next verse. The precious sons of Zion, comparable to fine gold, how are they esteemed as earthen vessels, the work of the hands of the potter? Here we see that these young men, fine young men in Israel, that were like gold vessels, they are now like earthen vessels of clay, and they've been broken. That is always the terrifying thing about warfare. It eliminates the finest young men of every nation. That is the tragedy of war. We are a proud people in this country, and even Christians are told that they should think well of themselves. We are told that that's the thing to do. I heard of a Christian psychologist that teaches that you ought to get up every morning, look in the mirror, and say, I love you. Well, I want to say to you, a lot of the saints don't need to be told that. They already love themselves. That is something that we ought to recognize, is that that's not what we're to do. Paul says we ought not to think of ourselves more highly than we ought to think. And if we don't think of ourselves more highly, well, we'll find out that we're merely clay vessels. And that is the thing that you'll recall Paul in speaking of believers over in 2 Timothy. He uses many figures of speech to liken the Christian to a good soldier, to a farmer, a husbandman, to a workman, and then to a vessel, a clay vessel. It's not the fact that we are clay vessels that is the bad thing. It's how are we being used. That's what counts. Are we a vessel for the master's use? Are we using it for ourselves? You remember the wedding in Cana of Galilee? The Lord Jesus had them bring out those old beaten water pots that apparently had been hidden or stuck back in a corner till after the wedding. Well, they pulled them out. And he took those water pots and fed the crowd. You see, he could use old beaten-up water pots. And he had to fill it, though, with water. And the water's the Word of God. And when these old beaten water pots that we are get filled with the Word of God, God can use us. And that's something that we need to recognize. Now, these fine young men in Jerusalem, they were not serving God. Now they're just broken pieces of pottery. That's all they are. What a tragic picture it is.